To be fair, another part of Northampton, which is really popping off at the minute, and there's loads of artists there. There's Wellingborough, there's loads
of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot coming out of Wellingborough.
Lots of talent.
Oh, Nev Moore, from under Moore umbrella, he's from Wellingborough, but he's got like a boom bap style, but he's just like a really, his voice is just really calm and just like sits, floats on the beat sort of thing. But he can literally rap about anything, and it's just make it sound good. Well, I don't know whether that's
Northampton's got talent.
Northamptonshire's got bags of talent, you know.
There's loads, yeah.
It's just not like readily.
People are scared.
Yeah, and it's the connectivity in the networking as well.
I think what puts them off, they think it's so hard to make it. Like, it's like they've got like invisible walls up.
Yeah.
And they don't realise their own potential. That's what I think it is. Because all my life, when I was younger, this was what inspired me to do Lay It Down. All my friends were really good. They were sick at making beats. They had wicked lyrics. And they were just rapping in a bedroom. Yeah. Like. And I was thinking, you're so good. I'm telling you, you need to do this properly.
Yeah.
And no one took me serious. And it took me doing Lay It Down. And now I've got one of my close friends. He's got ADHD and depression, but he's dealing with like mental illness and stuff. So, I've had my fair share of it as well. I'm not like, but now like he's starting to get back into it, and he started singing and crossing over singing with rap, and it is wicked.
I feel like half of people's problem nowadays is that it's really hard to make it without social media. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to have a presence.
Yeah.
You have to be putting your face out there.
You have to treat yourself like a business.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to, like, fully sell yourself as this person to the whole world.
You have to be a brand.
Yeah, you have to sell yourself.
Like, you have to know about branding. Like, you have to actually, like, brand yourself.
And half the people, it's not even that they don't know about it. It's just they don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I've got this talent, but, like, nah, they're going to judge me for that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm really good at rapping, but, like, nah, I don't want to post this because they're just going to talk. They're just going to talk bad on me.
Yeah.
And people do though. That's the thing.
You have to be quite hard.
Like, people are so quick to hate and leave like bad comments about people. So it's very off-putting. And when there isn't a lot of that coming from Northampton, it's like people will be so quick to instantly judge and say this is bad, or because no one else is behind it, they'll go with the masses and not be behind it, rather than actually like it. Be with a few and support it. It's the easier thing to do.
It is easy to just kind of follow suit. You know what I mean? Just follow what everyone else is doing.
Be a sheep.
Yeah.
Don't be a sheep.
Yeah, literally.
Going back to what you were saying, picking on the back end of that, Leon, you were on your platform, The Lay It Down, how did you kind of like, you know, obviously give constructive feedback, good or bad? I mean, you know, because it's really difficult as an artist to put,
because
you're giving a piece of yourself out there to the world, you know, something you're giving it, and it's difficult to do that and sometimes, you know, accept the feedback or, you know, how do you want to hear it? But you've got some people that just want to hear it straight out. What was it like giving feedback to this day to people who come to the platform?
Sometimes it's hard because everyone's different, sorry. Yeah, so you might have someone that's a bit shy. You might have so what you do is you just if you can read people, it's kind of like a super speed, super skill basically.
You've got to care what you say to them.
Yeah, so I'll read a person. I can tell by their performance basically. Like I got one artist. He's really good. He's got really good R&B vocals and whatnot, but he really struggles with like speaking up when he's on the stage, but. So what I did is I just took him aside later on and I was just saying to him, man, your songs are cold, but when but what I can see, you're not quite comfortable. Like, and you just got to keep talking to them and making sure that where they're going wrong, it's hard because it's so easy to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And there's no perfect answer, I don't think, to be fair. You've just got to make it constructive and make it meaningful, because if you could just say something and it could upset them and make them not even want to come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let them know it's coming from a place of
Yeah,
like love really.
Yeah, but I think now
like you only want them to do better. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I think that's where I'm at now, because all the artists around me, they know that I'm not here to just abuse what they do, and they know that I love what they do, and that we're a community. So
yeah. You've really got to like kind of step into their, not even shoes, their whole body as
yeah,
as
a, yeah.
You, like their mindset.
It's like I'll talk to them and I ask them things. Like I say, how are you? And some of them, a lot of them do speak to me and tell me about their personal life and stuff, and you just got to kind of, because we're just people, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you said, like, about the R&B singer, like, he's a good artist, but he might just only make music just as an escape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He might not want to make it all there.
Yeah, you just might make music just so that he can finally say what's on his mind. He can just flush, get everything out.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I think he is, because he came back when I was speaking to him. He was like, I'm rebranding myself. So he had actually took what I said in, and it was along them lines. So he's saying, I'm rebranding, I'm starting again. Bit dry.
Sorry about that. We can't afford them.
Where's he gone?
we can't afford all these niceties right now. But for the next podcast, we will.
I'll bring the biscuits.
Representing the ladies, of course.
Carry on.
Yeah, I want to hear this because I've been trying to implement women into mine for ages, and they don't like it.
Everybody knows
they do. I've got a young girl and she's really good from Wenham as well. But
yeah, it's talent's mad. It's loads of it, and the collaborations. I think if you're working alongside like-minded people, it inspires you.
Yeah.
To raise your game or work even harder, isn't it? I've
had feedback before, and I've done a show. You heard a weirdo.
Yeah.
I did a show for him and Seeps, and I was basically just doing this, putting up some artists for the run up to their slots, and they ended up using my kit and whatnot, and we did that, and I was like watching and I picked up this artist called Hams. He's like a drill cross rapper, and he sings and he MCs as well, and he's good. And I was DJing for him for this slot, and I felt his eyes on me through the whole thing, yeah. So while Hounds was performing, and he come over to me, weirdo did, and he was like, "You're like their dad, you're like their father figure." Yeah. So you're like taking on all these kids, man. Like, and then he was like, "Nah, it's really good. I love it." Like, and it's like little things like that, like. They mean everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest struggle for women in the industry?
Well, obviously, you know, things have improved a lot now, but I think it was the recognition a lot of the time, because it's been a very male-dominated industry for a long time. And then you've got, I mean, for some of my role models growing up, even though, you know, I'm not a music artist or musician myself, I'm everything else apart from that, and I have dabbled many years ago, but I thought actually I'm going to leave that to others, and I'm going to stick to this side of the fence. So I say a lot of the struggles for the likes of the women that I've been sort of like supporting and promoting for a long time now, I'd say like at least the last 5 years since I went to a music workshop in London, and I had Madame Electrify there. I had my friend Eliza, who lives in the Moors Inn. She's from Bedford. She's very much drum and bass, hip hop, house. She does a bit of all sorts. And then we have the lady called Trish O'Brien. I met her there as well. Indian lady, spends 6 months of the year at home with her family, building and creating her music. And then she's here. She actually lives near Brighton now. She moved closer to where she wanted to be, where she thought it'd make more of a difference for her. And things are really starting to happen for her. But a lot of them all say the same things. It is just them being given an opportunity to showcase what they can do and getting in front of the right audience. Obviously, social media has helped a lot with that side of things, but it has been a long struggle for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good to see them being recognised more and more now in actual fact several of events I've been to, the feedback after is the men need to up their game.
Oh, wow. And that's just not the football, is it?
No, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this similar struggles to men in a lot of ways, but, you know, it was that added, you know, persona of, you know, you're a woman, you're not getting put on the bills. So a lot of events I will refuse to go to now if there's no women on the bills, mm-hmm. because I just think in this day and age, it's a given. And it makes it more rounded.
You're helping, you're like contributing to that not happening by doing that.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm trying to diminish that and to make it easier for the women to, you know, get the access and get the time that and the space they need with the right people that they need it. And the same with everybody, you know, not just the women, but even more so because it has been a big struggle for them to come forward.
For me, growing up, I've always felt like, especially when I was younger, that it was kind of restricted and like the men were favoured. But nowadays I kind of see it more open. You know what I mean? Like when you're back in the day, the only real popping women were Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
Then you got the Beyonce.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott. That's about it. And that's only because four of them kind of took on that male persona type thing. But now you kind of see the women diving into different avenues, doing what they want to do. They sing, they're real.
I've seen loads of like women DJs at the moment. Like,
sick as well.
Yeah. And it's like so cool to see that. And like a lot of them are like way better than.
And there's quite a few of them. Quite a few of them are sort of my age or just a bit younger as well. So they've been in the game for a very, very long time. But it's only now, over the last, I'd say, 5-6 years, that they're actually getting the recognition. You know, Jessie Ware is a classic example, who came through Annie Mac's 24-hour radio show years ago. You know, she'd been doing music for years, but that was the first I'd, like, come across her myself and been a big supporter of hers ever since as well.
I just remixed one of her songs, actually. Not because she asked me, because of the technologies there, but I'll put it up on that. Oh, it's on TikTok. I'll put it up last night. Have a listen. Feedback, please.
I will. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Jessie Ware, great vocals.
You'll have to give me a TikTok after this.
But, yeah, I think, you know, locally, when we look at someone like Carly Wilford, who is now playing at Glastonbury.
She's everywhere.
She struggled for ages to get any recognition in this game with her music and so on and so on. You know, getting some music on the local platforms, having like conversation networking, you know, became track of the week for BBC introducing Bosch.
Yeah.
Amazing. Some of the ladies I work with on the Lisa Lashes course, one of the ladies there, she was always going to all the gigs, just dancing. She came on a course to do DJing, because she obviously knew all the songs, loved her music. Started DJing, and put a little mixtape up, and one of the guys from one of these quite big soulful house music events goes, "Did you do that? You're always at our events." Gave her a warm-up set, and now, like Carly, she's now playing on... But it took her many years to be a music lover, and that fear of, oh, should I do it?
It's very similar to where I kind of got with it.
Everyone was like, "Well, Caroline, you would be a natural with it because of my music knowledge and what I do have learnt about music and through people." And I'm a person of all arrays and types of music as well. And I like a lot of the time, you know, you have people back and they listen to your tracks and they're like, "Oh my God, you're so random. That your knowledge is just massive. So why aren't you doing, you know, more with that?" But, you know, it's a time and a place thing. I've been doing a mindful health and wellbeing business as well. So my time has been very busy focused on both, which I think they work very well together as well.
That's an important thing. We've all kind of said it here in a little bit. We've all said about the mental health side of this whole industry as well, isn't it? Yeah. Especially with the online stuff these days. Yeah. You know, I know you do well being a mental health...
menopause talks as well now.
You do all of that. Leon, you mentioned about having your troubles and your friends and that as well.
I feel like being able to get, like...
Could that be on the platform, a place for that?
A wellbeing.
I'm hoping so, because I'm more than happy to deal with that side of things.
I mean, like,